Talking with Mac Jorth. He is the head coach for Pleasantville football, coming off of a playoff victory this past week. Coach, first of all, let's talk about that. You know, obviously making the trip to Hudson there, and you're able to leave with a victory. I know all playoff wins are sweet, but winning on an opponent's home field, I'm sure it makes it even sweeter.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes this drive home a lot more enjoyable. We were just real glad to go out there and stay focused and be ready to play football right from the get-go and be able to make enough plays to win the game.
Yeah. What was the difference in your mind, and what were some things that you liked from your team?
So, I thought Hudson came out, played real physical, so our guys really needed to persevere, right? That competitive stamina you hear a lot about. They were able to just weather the storm and keep fighting and eventually find ways to get the stops they needed to allow them to pull away. So I was really pleased with our ability to stay calm, stay poised, and stay focused on just doing what we need to do.
Yeah, we talked last week about, you know, that little stretch there where you guys were banged up and, you know, that was where you suffered your one loss. And I guess tell me a bit, in the first several weeks were like, kind of what they are now. Do you feel like you're playing as good as football as you played the entire season? I mean, that might seem obvious given, you know, where you're at in the state quarterfinal, but I think you guys were playing really, really well before those injuries too.
Yeah, I think we've been shooting for just that pinnacle of our performance, right? Like where is our cap? Where is our ceiling? And can we find that best football when we want it most? And that's obviously now. And I really don't think our best football has been played yet. And I really have been challenging the kids to continue to try to find that. And obviously with getting guys healthy, that definitely helps us try to achieve that goal. But I think we're doing a lot of things really, really well. But I think we got some things we continue to need to work on, especially when you play the teams to the caliber that are left in our 1A playoff race. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. At Regina this upcoming Friday, Coach, what are some early thoughts on them, things that stand out about them when you turn on the tape?
They're really good. Obviously, everybody knows that. They've been at the top of the rankings all year long. They've been blowing everybody out since the beginning of district play, and they have a lot of really good athletes, and they're very aggressive, and they're really well coached. So we're excited about the opportunity, but we're going to have to be very disciplined. We're going to have to execute at a high level, and we're going to have to really play physical football because they really they come at you, and they spread you out, and they have a lot of different weapons they can attack you with. So it'll be an interesting challenge, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so what do you think is important for you guys in a specific matchup with Regina? Are there areas you feel like you have an advantage in, or what are your overall thoughts just kind of on the matchup and what might be key for you guys?
I think we're very similar in that we both have a lot of weapons. And I really think the key that is going to be, obviously, as it always is, who makes less mistakes, who executes at a higher level. But for us, it's going to really be how physical can we be. When you play a spread attack that really tries to spread you out and hit you in different ways like they do, you got to have some guys that are going to win one-on-one battles. And if we can really play physical and be explosive on the defensive side of the ball, I think we got a good chance.
Once again, Pleasantville head coach Mac Jorth. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. Wish you guys the best this week.
Appreciate your time.